Sewer rates in the town of Normal are going to increase. It's part of a long-term plan to maintain the system. The town council is also moving toward regular meetings with the Unit 5 school board. In the studio to talk about that and the process to hire a new city manager is Mayor Pro Tem and long-serving Normal council member Jeff Fritzen. Jeff, thanks for sitting in for Mayor Coos today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Mike.
What did you hear from consultants who looked at the town's sewer infrastructure about the state of the town's sewer system and its future needs?
Well, fortunately, this is a proactive approach to working on our sewers, and they obviously found some areas of concern. We have a pretty sizable sewer system, and so you're bound to have some issues. Some of it, the system is over 75 years old, and then you've got another, out from there, 50 to 75 years old, and then even the areas that are in that 25 to 50 year range, those are starting to get some age on them. But they found some issues, but we don't have any pending catastrophes out there, which was good to hear. And I think what we're attempting to do here, like I said, is be proactive in addressing our sewer system and not have to go in and do catastrophe recovery.
So did the evaluation help? The evaluation helped inform the future costs, and then that helped inform the rate increase.
Right. You have to do an assessment first to see where you are. And of course, they couldn't assess every mile of our sewer system or every manhole. I was surprised we have over 3,000 manholes. That's a staggering number when you stop and think about it. But so they selectively assessed part of the system. I think from that assessment, they can apply that a similar, probably similar findings had they been able to do the entire system. And then you start building a plan on how to address those things. And as you figure out how to address those things, you obviously attach some cost to that. So it's a rather methodical approach to it. But I think it's one that as we have in Normal for quite some time with plans like these, it helps us look out in the immediate future, the first 5 years. And then this study also made recommendations beyond that, which will be somewhat fluid, because as we get into these first 5 years, actually do some things that may adjust, those future considerations 5 years beyond that. But we're looking at a 5 to 10 year plan. So, I think it's something that gives us a roadmap to correcting some things.
Should or could the town have been addressing this issue a little earlier so that we'd see a doubling of rates over 7 years, maybe over 10 years, maybe rather than 5 years?
Yeah. That question came up during the meeting last night, because you start kind of questioning, what have we neglected this for some time or what? And, the response really to that was that, there are some regulations that are imposed on, operations like ours from a higher authority that caused communities like ours to start taking a closer look at things. In addition, there's technological changes which allow you to go in and make a better assessment. And so I think just over time, those types of things coming together led us to that point. And we've been talking about it for a few years already, actually. So those things all kind of coming together make this the time to get started. Could we have started sooner? Yes, but like I said, we did start. We've been talking about this for 5 years anyway, and the study's been ongoing for a period of time. And if you can imagine putting a camera mechanism down into your sewer and running it through your sewer to take pictures of it and to allow you to do a good assessment, that's a slow process, and we've got miles and miles of sewer.
Sure, so certainly better than doubling over 1 year to take care of catastrophic emergencies.
Exactly.
Why are user fee only? Why not mix in some tax dollars in there as well?
Well, we have two funds, water and sewer, that we call enterprise funds, and they're designed to pay their own way. So if we have to bond for improvements, then that system's expected to pay back those bonds. Those aren't general obligation bonds against the entire town operation. Those are against the enterprise system itself. So we treat these as kind of standalone businesses underneath the umbrella of the town.
Will these fees be used for bonds, or will it be a pay-as-you-go situation?
We're hoping probably pay-as-you-go. We're not looking at bonding for any of those things. What we're looking at is the sewer fund at this point doesn't have any excess money available to do large capital improvements. So the initial increase in the user rate is greater than it will be in the out years. And then, the incremental increase in that maintenance fee will be pretty steady over the period of time. But the idea is to help us build a fund so that we can start doing projects and then accumulate some funds so that we can carry on beyond that.
And the town has been addressing some of these issues. A couple of years ago, some of the sewers were replaced on the so-called tree streets, Cherry Oak, Walnut, Maple, that area of the town. Was that a pay-as-you-go situation as well?
Right, yeah. We don't currently have any bonds out there for sewer repairs.
Will someone who uses the system more pay more in the long run with the rate structure?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons more weight was put on the user fee as opposed to the maintenance fee. The maintenance fee is something that every single user is going to pay that same amount every month. And just as a reminder, our bills go out every 2 months. So when you get your bill, that shows the cost for doing 2 months usage and the like. But so some of the statements, some of the reports show a monthly cost, but it actually gets billed every other month. Then the users, if I'm a small user, then I'm not going to be as impacted as the large users, but that's how it should be. The system, it's kind of like motor fuel tax and things like that. If you're a big user of the roadway, you're going to pay more for that use. So that's kind of how this is modeled as well.
Bloomington will admit they're behind on sewer maintenance. That's caused a backlog of resurfacing projects because you don't want to resurface if you're going to have to dig up the road later. Is this going to help avoid that situation in the town of Normal?
I hope so. And that's one of the technological things that's available to us now that wasn't before. Is the ability to go into the sewer and line the existing sewer with a material that basically creates a new pipe without having to dig something up and place a new pipe in the ground. And that's one thing where some of our younger sewers with iron ductile pipe and the like, we've experienced some very corrosive soil situations, which until you develop these new areas, you don't know that that's there. And so there's some failures that have come sooner than anticipated there. But with some of that new technology, we can go in and reline existing pipe, basically create a new pipe inside the pipe and avoid some of that excavation.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Councilmember Jeff Fritzen is in for Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos. The town council is moving toward some joint committee meetings with the Unit 5 school board. The council approved an agreement last night. What did the agreement cover?
Well, recently, prior to last night, we had a joint meeting with Unit 5's school board, and I think that was a very productive meeting. It really kind of set the tone for having a memorandum of understanding to where the two bodies are going to meet quarterly. The mayor and the superintendent of schools, they'll appoint members to the committee. Those haven't been appointed yet. But it will give us an opportunity in a more formal setting to sit down and compare notes about what their goals and their needs are, what our goals and our needs are, and identify hopefully places where we can help each other out. We already have some of those things in place, particularly with facilities. The town uses a lot of Unit 5 facilities, and the Unit 5 uses some of our parks and the like for some of their activities. But maybe we can go beyond that. Maybe there are other things we can do that have not yet been identified because we haven't had a regular ongoing dialogue. At the city manager level, the superintendent level, they communicate on occasion on things, but the elected bodies haven't regularly communicated. So we'll be able to do that in the future.
How will these meetings work? And will it be governed by the Open Meetings Act?
It'll be Open Meetings Act, and there will be opportunity for public comment. We're going to use Unit 5's policy on that, which I'm not well versed in, but I know they have a comment period for their meetings, and so we're going to utilize that. And there'll be public record meetings, and I would invite citizens, to keep an eye on what's going on because it's an opportunity to address parts of both bodies at the same time. So we hope the public recognizes that opportunity.
Sure. The relationship between the city of Bloomington and the town of Normal could use a Band-Aid or two. Could this be a model for joint committee meetings with the city of Bloomington? And is that, do you think that's necessary or you know, would be a good idea?
Yeah. You know, we are working on keeping lines of communication open with our colleagues in Bloomington. Regular committee meetings, it's not a bad idea, but, you know, layers upon layers of meetings sometimes become just
meetings. Sure.
And not productive. And so I know the mayors have talked about the possibility of having a joint meeting, you know, sometime in the future. And we've had those in the past. And usually if you've got some issue or some concern that has, that has the same impact on both communities, and it makes sense to get together and to talk about those things. But I think, we can, on an individual basis, we've tried to do some things to reach out to our colleagues. And so I think for now, that's kind of the way to go. Like you were saying just a minute ago with Bloomington's, sewer system and resurfacing policies, their needs sometimes are quite a bit different from our needs. And so you don't want to meet just to meet.
Sure. We heard some good news, bad news yesterday. Good news for City Manager Mark Peterson, maybe bad news for the community. Mark Peterson, who joins us live in just a moment during Sound Ideas, announced his retirement. Is there any more important duty of the council than to choose the town's next city manager?
Really not. Under the state statute, the city manager is the one employee that the city council hires and obviously could fire as well, but they're the one person we serve as the personnel committee over, and so obviously the city manager brings issues to us, and if he has personnel concerns or wants to do something on a personnel level, he can seek our consultation with us on that, but that's not our duty. Our duty, though, is to hire a city manager, and I think obviously the level of responsibility, both administratively and I think beyond that, in helping drive the town toward new horizons, it is the most important job we have.
The council is wasting little time planning to meet in executive session on Friday. How do you envision this process moving forward, or how would you like it to move forward?
Well, we have had some very preliminary discussions because obviously Mark shared with us the news, and we really talked through some things. And one of the things we thought would be a good idea is we have worked with a strategic planning consultant over the past several years. That is one of those things that, like Mark kind of brought into our operation, is the idea of doing the strategic planning on a regular basis, and it's served us very well. And Lyle Sumick, he meets with, I don't know how many, but it's over 100 communities throughout the country that he consults with. And so we thought if we could get Lyle in here early in on the process, he can help guide us toward maybe making sure we are going to be effective with that process. So he's going to be here Friday. He was going to be in the state and has some time. And so we will have a meeting Friday. We'll adjourn to an executive session and spend some time with him working through just what you asked about is, what's the best process? I think that's something we, want to start there. We're not going to start at the end starting to think about people and stuff like that. We're going to start at the front end, figure out what the best process for us is. We've only had two city managers in the history of the community, once we went to that form of government, Dave Anderson.
And that's my next question. Yeah. You've been at this a while. You were serving when Mark Peterson was hired as assistant city manager
right. In
1988. You've worked with the town's only other manager, Dave Anderson. What qualities and qualifications do you think are important in the town's next city manager?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the first things that the council has to recognize is that we can't clone Mark. So we have to make sure that our process
is... I know technology is moving quickly. Are you sure?
Yeah. right. We have to recognize that this is a fresh beginning, and we have to look at it that way, that we can't just go look for somebody just like what we've had because we like what we've been doing. This is an opportunity for the town to be challenged by some new thinking and a new person, perhaps. And so we have to look at it that way. So I think that's that's the first thing. And I help me out here.
I asked you what sort of qualities and qualifications. Right,
qualities, yeah.
You know,
so,
having worked with Dave Anderson,
sure,
and Mark Peterson, sure, you've seen, and certainly Dave Anderson was a mentor for Mark.
Yeah.
So you've seen this dynamic work,
yeah,
and the strengths and weaknesses of both.
Right. I think it's important to retain the work environment that Mark has helped build. So we want to bring somebody in who's going to be a collaborator, who's going to set a positive tone for a community and challenge employees to always do their best. You know, excellent service delivery has been the hallmark of the town, and we just kind of do that a little better every year. And so I think that's a quality that we want, because, you know, obviously the day-to-day operations is the number one thing. But beyond that, I think we want to have somebody who is not afraid of challenges, not afraid of looking outside the box, who will develop a good relationship with the elected body. That's something that not every community has. You know, mm-hmm. we have been blessed. There's no question about it, both under Dave and under Mark, that we have city managers who will push us and put things before us that challenge us, but they recognize that it's a give and a take, and there's compromise there, and we have a great relationship, a great working relationship with our town administration, and that all starts with the city manager. So I think that's a very important aspect of it.
Okay, Jeff Fritzen, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Mike.